Hi, I'm Rania.
And I'm Ismail.
And this is the Happy Marriage Podcast, the podcast to help you not only make your marriage work, but make it thrive. Welcome to today's episode, Showing Appreciation. So in previous episodes, we talked about respect, mm-hmm. being a really important part of a marriage, a happy marriage. Mm. We talked as well in an earlier episode about watering the marriage plant so that it grows and thrives. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that can really help with that is
appreciation.
What does that mean? How do we show it? How can we practice that or cultivate that? Why? We're going to talk about that today. Mm-hmm. So, Ismail, would you like to start?
Yeah, I think many of us don't feel appreciated generally. I mean, I think we don't get to hear a lot of, you know, nice words about the things we're good at. And I think from a very young age, many of us would feel like we would like to know if we're being appreciated or not. So it's not just about being married or in a marriage relationship. Yeah. Generally speaking, I think we don't get to hear enough of that. And appreciation is basically people enjoying the good things about you. They voice the things that they like and enjoy about being with you. And if you sort of want to use that in a context of a marriage relationship, I think that what you focus on grows, like we said before. And we tend to, again, generally speaking, I'm not being I'll try not to generalize about everybody, but I think generally speaking, people tend to focus on what they don't like and hence forget to be appreciative of what they like.
Yeah.
So
yeah, we do tend, no generalizations, but when we even meet people for the first time, if we see somebody, we're sitting somewhere, like on a cafe on the sidewalk or something, and when people are passing by, you can do both. You can notice what you like about people, so you can notice what they're wearing or their hair or whatever. Of course, it's very superficial because it's just what you see on the outside, but I'm just giving this as an example. But also, though, very often you do the opposite. You're like, why is she wearing that? Or why is he doing this? Or why is his hair? So we do tend to notice anyway, as people. We notice everything.
Yeah.
In a relationship, and in general, it doesn't help to only notice the things that we don't like.
Mm.
Because let's accept and admit that none of us are perfect, and that's perfectly fine.
Mm.
And that there are always going to be things that you might like or not like about me, about somebody else, and that's okay as well.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing wrong with that. The idea that we need to like everything about everybody is ridiculous.
It is.
And if we're going to be even aspiring for that, that means we're trying to be like a factory that produces people that are all alike and that we're all gonna like. It doesn't make any sense, because I think it strips us of individuality.
Mm-hmm.
It strips us of the essence of the uniqueness of who we are as people, which is not necessarily to be liked by everybody. And I think one of the most beautiful growth experiences for me was to finally accept that, hey, it's okay if everybody doesn't like me.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay if you notice things about me that you don't like, because I'm becoming more me,
mm-hmm.
and I'm daring to go out into the world and just be me,
mm-hmm.
fully now, fully acknowledging and accepting that that's not going to be everybody's cup of
tea.
Yes.
So
let's go back to marriage then. Marriage is meant to be, in my opinion, the place where you get to be you.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't need to be somebody else so that the other person likes you, because you're not going to spend your rest of your life being somebody else.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So then by you being you, by default, there might be some things that the other person isn't crazy about. Okay, that's okay. Now bringing us back to the topic of appreciation, there really need to be, if you're married, things that you also appreciate.
Yeah, I think we need to go back a little bit to when couples first meet.
Mm-hmm.
I think we need to discuss, what is it you like about each other? If what you like is mostly on the inside, I think you'll find a lot of things to appreciate. if what you like is mostly on the outside changes. I mean, people from the outside can change how they look. We get older, we change a lot, we're changing all the time. So basically what happened here is I liked a lot of what you are on the inside, who you are as a person. And when you do that, it definitely helps you be more appreciative of who the person is, rather than, and you would be able probably to sort of be okay with some, you know, outside things that you may not like at sometimes, like some certain behavior, something that you do that you know, like couples always, men or women, they can complain about things, certain habits at home.
Yeah.
Like, you know, what he does with the dishes, or what he does with his clothes, or what she does with this, or what he does
like
with that.
Like the socks on the floor.
Like the socks on the floor. I mean, lots of things on the floor. Anyways, I mean, you can be okay
or
with
the
these
cheese.
Things.
I never got the cheese.
Cheese, what about the cheese?
Like the cheese, if there's cheese in the fridge.
Okay.
So it comes in a little foam, a little white foam.
Right.
Plate.
Right.
And it has
a cover.
For a reason, it has a plastic cover.
Right.
It's to protect the cheese from getting hard.
Yes.
So inevitably, every time a certain person goes out to take a piece of cheese,
yeah,
I always find the cover is not covered.
Okay.
So the cheese gets hard. So that could be considered
right.
One of the little things
mm-hmm.
that if I choose to focus on, and the socks, for example, on the floor. Now, of course, I have my own things as well, so
that's
it's not
okay.
about... But if I choose to focus on those things, like, imagine if I focus on those day in, day out, those things are going to grow in my mind, and it's going to be, oh my God, I'm married to this person, does this and this and that. Whereas actually, in perspective, they're tiny, tiny things. And instead of, I mean, aside from those things, there are all these other really amazing things that I appreciate. So that really means as well that appreciation, if we're going to say what it isn't, or what it's the opposite of, I think it's the opposite of taking the person for granted, taking the things that they do as like, oh yeah, but that's normal, he does that anyway, oh yeah, he's good at that anyway. Yeah, let's stop and appreciate that. Let's really, you know, one of the practices, so when I studied the science of happiness, one of the practices was savoring as a practice, separate from gratitude as well. So the savoring practice was to actually, like we do it with food, we think of savoring as with food, but it's not just food. You can savor the moment. So I'd like to actually now make this correlation between savoring and appreciation, is to savor those good things that person does, or the behaviors, or the little niceties, to actually give them a life. Savoring them means stopping, giving them acknowledgement, giving them appreciation, and extending their life. Because we get to choose what we get to extend the life of. Do we want to extend the life of those, you know, little slightly annoying things? Or do we want to give more life to the things that aren't annoying? Whatever we give more energy to and more focus on is what's going to grow, and this is what we're giving more life to.
And I also want to say that, again, going back to remembering what you like about the person, and that what you like about them as a person is very important, because it's sort of, I mean, I do that exercise in my mind, and I do that often. I tend to sort of remind myself, and sometimes I'm doing it, I realize that I'm doing it without, not intentionally.
Yeah.
That, you know what I like about Rania? I like this and this and this and this. And I start counting a lot of things, and that list keeps growing. And I don't do this intentionally, to be honest. I mean, sometimes I wake up in the middle of the night and I realize I've been dreaming about stuff like this. And it sort of makes me feel not just okay, it makes me feel very appreciative of who you are. And I think people need to remind themselves, even intentionally for a while, of what is it that brought them together the first time? What is it they like about that person? And then the second thing is to actually say it. I mean, mention what you like about the person. Mention it often enough. Make them truly believe that you do appreciate it, and you appreciate them. And noticing the nice things that they do. And one other thing I want to say here is that I think for us to receive something, we need to learn to give it first. And sometimes people are expecting appreciation or expecting some sort of treatment from their spouse when they're not actually doing that. So for the people who are sitting there thinking, well, I'm not being appreciated, well, start doing it. And if when you do, when you start showing appreciation, it's going to be, you know, it reciprocates. Yeah. So it comes back one way or the other.
I think you're better at showing appreciation than I was. And I don't know, or at least in my mind, I felt like I wanted to receive more appreciation. But I think also that's because I was not appreciative of myself. So I needed a lot of external validation. That takes us to a slightly different topic, but things are interconnected. If a person needs a lot of external validation, that means they're going to want more appreciation. And that's, of course, another dynamic completely. We want, of course, as people to, you know, be developing our inner appreciation so that we don't need so much external validation, because we're valid already. Mm. We already believe we're valid. And so if that's going on, then that's something that, as well, individually we need to work on, because it can't really be on the other person to have to constantly show appreciation. Mm-hmm. So that's not what we're talking about here. It's a you know, again, for most of our married life, we got away with it somehow, because I had self-worth issues for sure.
Mm, me too.
Yeah. So
yeah, definitely.
So somehow it worked, because we are maybe a little bit needy in terms of needing appreciation, but then I guess we practiced doing that for each other. Mm. Maybe for a while we enabled this not very high level of self-worth, but then as we developed, as people, we develop more self-worth, less of a need for external validation.
Yes.
So there's therefore less of a need of constantly being shown appreciation. Plus, after so many years, you know the person appreciates you after a while. They don't need to keep saying it. But it's still nice, no matter how long the relationship has been going on, it's still nice to show appreciation.
Yeah.
And it's a practice. And it's a practice, and we'll give you a practical exercise at the end. But it's definitely something that you can focus on and build.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it can really make a really big difference. So when you look at look at nature, for example, if you look at a tree, most people would agree, maybe not that they like the same tree, but if everybody's looking at a tree that they like, when you look at that tree, you're not saying, oh, but that particular leaf is a slightly lighter green than that one, and I like this kind of green better, and this leaf is smaller, this one's bigger. You're not analyzing all the minute details of the tree. You're appreciating the tree as it is, right? So you're appreciating that all of those things make that tree the beautiful tree it is. So if we take that sort of analogy to the person that you're married to, of course, we need to go back and have enough things that we like. So I fully agree. And they're the important things to us. So if we're getting to know somebody and wondering, but I like some things and I don't like some things. And if those things that you don't like are core values, they touch upon core values that are really non-negotiable to you, then there's a red flag, in my opinion. But if we're talking about, the main important things to you, the core values, there's an alignment there that you see, and what you don't like are, little things, then it's really up to you. Are those little things going to be the things that you're going to focus on, or are those other things so much more important to you? And that's a choice. It's a personal choice, of course. So if you are actually married, and for the most part, there's a lot of good in this relationship, it helps you both grow and thrive, and it's going well, and it's just these little tiny things that you're not appreciating, then this is where an exercise of focusing on the things that you do appreciate really helps. And looking at that person as that beautiful tree that's just perfect in its imperfections, and that's not doesn't need to be something different.
I think this relates to me a lot, because having been, or maybe still am, a perfectionist, I don't know. Expecting things to be just perfect is very difficult, and you put a lot of pressure on your spouse when you're like that. I mean, even if it's not on your spouse, even if you're just expecting yourself to be perfect, or expecting this marriage to be perfect, expect this relationship to be perfect, it is just not real. I mean, it took me a very long time to realize that things are not going to be perfect.
Yes. You know,
they're never going to be perfect, and that if you're progressing, if there is progress, that's more than enough. If we can make this relationship a little bit better today than it was last month or last year, that's great. And one of the things that I use, and I know I've learned that from you, is to, you've always told me this, look for what you like.
Yes.
You know, it's an excellent piece of advice. Look for what you like. And when you look for what you like, even if you don't say anything, your behavior will change.
Yeah, exactly. So
you behave differently, and you become a much nicer person in this relationship because you look for what you like. And it took me a while to sort of grasp how to do this. I understand the concept, but I'm not like that. I always look for what I don't like to fix it because I'm a perfectionist. And that's, it was difficult,
it doesn't work, very difficult. Yeah.
But I think after doing a lot of work through NLP and hypnosis, I've sort of mellowed down that perfectionist in me, and now I can look for what I like, and I realize that what I like is so much.
Yeah.
You know, so look for what you like, because that really works. I mean, from personal experience, it really works. And I know I've said this before, don't try to fix things because maybe you don't need to, you know, just, If there are some little habits here and there that one doesn't like, just like the person for who they are, like you said, you know, because I believe that genuinely people are doing their best, you know, and they're trying as well to make this relationship work. Sometimes we can snap or say things or behave in ways that we're not very, you know, proud of, but just forget about that and focus on what you like.
Yeah,
look
of course
for what you like, and just...
There are maybe, you know, times when you need to express yourself, but
mm-hmm.
let it be in the things that matter most.
Mm-hmm.
So let it not be in the little things that you can let go.
Mm-hmm.
Let it be in things that are important, because when we say you don't need to fix things, I mean, if there's a serious issue, obviously you want to talk about it. What you don't want to be doing is trying to fix the person. That's
mm-hmm.
really the thing. But you could be working to fix the relationship if it needs fixing, or working to improve the relationship. You know, if there's room, there's always room for anyway improvement and growth, but not about fixing a person and not about changing a person.
Mm.
So if you're especially going backwards to the people who are still getting to know each other, you do not get into a relationship where you are in it to change a person. People are going to change if they want to change. People change by being inspired to change, by becoming more self-aware, and it's a process, it's a journey. If there's a major, major thing that's really not working for you, and you think, oh, that's fine, I'll get married, and I'll change him later, I'll change her later, that's it's not even fair to the other person that they're in a relationship just because somebody wants to change them. So they're going to do them, you do you, they do them. You find that alignment, and then you communicate when things aren't,
I think also another form of appreciation for me is sort of accepting the person for who they are. If everything isn't as I would like it to be, acceptance is also a great form of appreciation, because you sort of are okay with the things that you can be okay with, and
yeah.
You know, and let them go.
And about showing
Hmm.
appreciation, so we talked a lot about what appreciation is and what it isn't. Showing it, that's a whole other story, and we can do another episode on sort of understanding love languages and how people like to receive appreciation. So we tend, at least for now, this episode is about making a conscious effort to notice what we like. Actually, Ismail, you let the cat out of the bag, because that is the exercise, so I'm going to
mm-hmm.
elaborate on it. But this episode is about noticing what we like, being in the energy of I want to appreciate and I want to show appreciation. Then you most likely will do it your way, because we tend to do things our way. For now, great, just doing it at all, that energy is going to be felt. And then another episode, we can really talk about taking this to a higher level, which is actually showing appreciation in the way the other person likes to receive appreciation.
Mm.
and understanding their love language. How do they like to be appreciated? So now let's go to the practical exercise, and it actually is what you just mentioned. The exercise, or at least my suggestion for the exercise for this week, is for you to spend 1 week looking for what you like. That's it. So you spend 1 week just interacting with your spouse, but throughout the day, make it a point to notice and to write down what you like. Nothing else. You don't need to do anything else. Just that, at the end of the week, you let me know. Let us know if there's a difference. Because when you do that and you're consciously looking for what you like, it just changes things. It changes your perception, and it changes the way that you show up in the relationship. And it makes a difference, and it will make a difference in just 1 week. So imagine if that's a practice that you keep building on for months and for years, it can really change the relationship. So that's the practice. Ideally, it would be great, of course, if you both do it. And even if you don't, if one person does it, it's gonna improve the relationship. Because by default, it will also mean that you aren't focusing on the things that you don't like. So give that a try and let us know. Do you want to add anything to that,
Smile? No, that's fantastic. No, that's enough. That's
okay, great. So once again, guys, thank you, first of all, for all the amazing feedback we've had, for your questions, for your comments, for encouraging us to keep doing going. This. Please, if you're watching on YouTube, subscribe so you get notified on the next episode. So we're going to be doing this every 2 weeks. And if you're listening in, I know some people have been listening in on Anremi, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts. If there's an opportunity to rate or review, please do. We'd love to hear your feedback. Thanks again, and we'll see you in the next episode.
Bye.